Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Policymakers for the Federal Reserve will wrap up their two-day meeting today in Washington. And NPR's Scott Horsley tells us they're widely expected to boost short-term interest rates by 0.75%.
The Fed has been raising rates at an aggressive pace. Its benchmark interest rate was close to zero back in the spring. It's now above 3%. And by the end of today, it's expected to be close to 4%. That's the sharpest run-up in four decades. Greg McBride, who is chief financial analyst at Bankrate, says two big questions now are how much higher rates are likely to go and how long they're going to stay there.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. The man charged with breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband has been ordered held without bail. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports David DePapp has pleaded not guilty to the charges.
Dressed in orange jail clothing and one arm in a sling, injured, his lawyer said during his arrest, DePapp said little in his brief arraignment. His newly appointed public defender entered a not guilty plea on all state charges, which include attempted murder, burglary, and elder abuse. The one-time nudist rights activist in recent years was increasingly drawn to the QAnon mass delusion and other far-right conspiracy theories. The judge ordered DePapp held without bail. Meantime, in Washington, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police said today's political climate calls for more resources to provide additional layers of security for members of Congress. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The criminal trial of the Trump Organization in New York City is temporarily on hold. That's because a top company executive has tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports the company executive has admitted to arranging untaxed benefits for other top Trump Organization officials.
Testifying with immunity, Trump Organization controller Jeffrey McConney coughed for 2 days on the stand, pausing frequently to drink water as the prosecutor walked him through ledgers, invoices, and emails. The document showed how McConney had played his role in an alleged scheme to avoid taxes by, quote, backing out various expenses from other executives' salaries and reporting the lower amount to the IRS. Those expenses included rent, cable bills, electronics, carpets, even nearly $6,000 in cash to tip one executive's doorman. Though Donald Trump is not on trial, some of the invoices shown in court bore a thick black OK next to the initials DT. The trial is set to resume Monday, assuming the jury and judge stay healthy. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Reports from Turkey say that the Kremlin will resume participating in a grain shipment agreement. This was brokered by Turkey and the United Nations. It allows stalled Ukrainian grain shipments to be moved out of Black Sea ports. Russia had paused its participation in the agreement after some of its naval ships were attacked. You're listening to NPR. South Korean officials say that North Korea has fired at least 23 ballistic missiles today. One of them crossed the country's maritime border. South Korean leaders say it's the first time that's happened since the end of the Korean War. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse will be the next president of the University of Florida. From member station WUSF, Sky LeBron reports there have been large campus protests against his hire.
Sasse's stance on issues like same-sex marriage and abortion does not sit well with many University of Florida students, leading to massive crowds protesting during his formal visit in September. That led to other official forums with Sasse being held virtually with limited public comments. But Sasse says he'll leave politically divisive topics alone in his new role.
I would have no activity in partisan politics in any way as I arrived at the University of Florida. I wouldn't speak at political events. I wouldn't make partisan political contributions.
Sasse was announced as the only official finalist for the position due to a new state law that shields university presidential applicants from the public eye. For NPR News, I'm Sky LeBron in Tampa.
The new owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, says people who were forced off of the social media platform will not be allowed back right away. In a tweet, Musk says anyone removed for violating Twitter rules cannot return until there is a, quote, clear process in place for doing so. He says that will take a few weeks. Musk's tweet suggests that former President Donald Trump would not return to Twitter immediately if he wished to or was permitted to do so. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.